भवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 5 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द डेमिगॉड्स अपील टू द लॉर्ड टेक्स्ट 44। नमः अस्तु तस्मै उपशांत शक्तये स्वराज्य लाभ प्रतिपूरित आत्मने गुणेषु माया रचितेषु वृत्तिभिर् न सज्जमानाय नभस्वत् ऊतये। नमोस्तु तस्मा उपशान्तशक्तये स्वाराज्यलाभ प्रतिपूरितात्मने गुणेषु माया रचितेषु वृत्तिभिर् न सज्जमानाय नभस्वदूतये। नमोस्तु तस्मा उपशान्तशक्तये स्वाराज्यलाभ प्रतिपूरितात्मने गुणेषु माया रचितेषु वृत्तिभिर् न सज्जमानाय नभस्वदूतये। नमोस्तु तस्मा उपशान्तशक्तये स्वाराज्यलाभ प्रतिपूरितात्मने गुणेषु माया रचितेषु वृत्तिभिर् न सज्जमानाय नभस्वदूतये। Ladies, Namaha, our respectful obeisances. Astu, let there be. Tasmai, unto him. Upashanta Shaktaye, who does not endeavor to achieve anything else, who is free from restlessness. Swarajya, completely independent. Labha, of all gains. Pratipurita, fully achieved. Atmane, unto the personality of Godhead. Guneshu, of the material world, which is moving because of the three modes of nature. Maya rachiteshu, things created by the external energy. Vrittibhi, by such activities of the senses. Nasajjamanaya, one who does not become attached, or one who is above material pains and pleasures. Nabhaswat, the heir. Utaye, unto the Lord, who has created this material world as his pastime. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is completely silent, free from endeavor, and completely satisfied by His own achievements. He is not attached to the activities of the material world through His senses. Indeed, in performing His pastimes in this material world, He is just like the unattached heir. Purport. We can simply understand that behind the activities of material nature is the Supreme Lord, by whose indications everything takes place. Although we cannot see Him, even without seeing Him, we should offer Him our respectful obeisances. We should know that He is complete. Everything is done systematically by His energies. Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. And therefore He has nothing to do. Natasya Karyam Karanam Javidyate. As indicated here by the word Upashanta Shaktaye, His different energies act. But although He sets these energies in action, He Himself has nothing to do. He is not attached to anything, for He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Him. Hare Krishna. So, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas for my own purification. I'll try to speak something on this very beautiful shloka and purport of the 8th canto. So this series of verses is prayers spoken by the demigods taking shelter of the Lord. So we find that in the previous chapter, Gajendra, he has offered his prayers trying to take shelter of Lord Krishna. And in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the repeated theme. Lord wants to demonstrate that however powerful one may be, in any species of life, in any body, in any situation, the common theme is total, utter, helpless dependence on Krishna. All other rules and regulations, all the laws of nature, they may fail, but as far as this principle is concerned, it is infallible. So we find that in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are those in demoniac families who appear, and they are great devotees of Krishna, whereas normally one would not expect this. Vritrasur, Prahlad Maharaj, and then there are those in animal species like Gajendra, and they are also taking shelter of Lord. And Gajendra says, Jiji vishe naham iha muyakim antar bahircha avrte bhayonya pashyame kalena nayasya viplavo tasyatma loka varanasya moksham. Gajendra says, time destroys everything. Time is all powerful. Time can destroy dynasties, time can destroy kingdoms, time can destroy the bodies. There is only one thing which is beyond the purview of time, which time cannot destroy, and that is ignorance. If we just allow time to pass by, one cannot expect that one will be elevated from the state of ignorance. So he's saying that the only way one can be dissipated from this ignorance is through transcendental knowledge. And that knowledge is obtained by taking shelter of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So we find that normally the demigods who are supposed to be favorably inclined towards the Lord, devotees of Krishna, they must be in a strong position. But here we find that even the greatest demigods who have the power to rule over the entire creation, they are in a helpless state and they are seeking shelter of Krishna. So therefore, these are the prayers of surrender offered by the demigods at the lotus feet of the Lord. So in the 12 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, Atra Sarga Visargascha Sthanam Poshanam Utaya Manvantara Ishanukata Nirodha Muktir Ashraya. So one of the topics is Nirodha or dissolution. And this topic is very important because it reveals that even at the time of dissolution, universal annihilation, when the entire fire of devastation is active, everything is destroyed. Everything is destroyed except that desire to enjoy. And in order to fulfill that desire, the soul again has to take another birth in the next creation. And for that he has to wait for a long, long period of time just so that he can fulfill those desires. And therefore, something which is considered to be more powerful than even the fire of devastation is the association of devotees. Because what the fire of devastation cannot do, the association can do. And that is, the association of devotees creates the aspiration to take shelter of Krishna, to surrender unto Krishna. And so we find that the demigods lack nothing in terms of power and opulence, but here they are offering their prayers of surrender and shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Surrender is described, Sharanagati is described as Bhagavat Bhaktitah Sarvam Iti Utsrijya Vidher Api Kainkaryam Krishna Padaika Ashrayatvam Sharanagati. So three aspects are described. Bhagavat Bhaktitah Sarvam. The first principle is to accept that Krishna is all in all. Iti Utsrijya Vidher Api Kainkaryam Krishna Padaika. And secondly, to consider Krishna's lotus feet as the only destination. And thirdly, in order to achieve this destination, even if there are obstacles which come in the way, and sometimes even stereotype rules and regulations may affect one's surrender, then willingness to give up that. Vidher api, iti utsrijya vidher api. Kainkaryam Krishna padaika. This kind of kainkaryam is called ashrayatvam sharanagati. So therefore we find that the demigods here are offering their prayers of surrender. In the Ramayana, this concept of surrender is elaborated further. In the pastime of Vibhishan, so Vibhishan is with Ravana, and Ravana is trying to convince Vibhishan to give up the thoughts of Lord Ram. But Vibhishan is such a devotee that even in a very negative environment like Lanka, he is constantly absorbed in chanting the holy names of Ram. In fact, there is a Sthala Purana in the Rameshwaram area. If you go for a tour, then they tell you this story that Ravana went to Vibhishan's house because he heard rumors that Vibhishan is constantly absorbed in chanting Ram's name. And when he entered Vibhishan's house, he just found that on all the walls of Vibhishan's house, Ram's holy name was written, Rama, Rama, Rama. So Ravana became so angry that he started screaming at Vibhishan and he said, how dare you do this in Lanka? You don't know, Vibhishan, that this Ram is my greatest enemy and you are my brother. And being my brother, how could you do this? I'm going to kill you for this. So when Vibhishan heard this, he said, relax, Ravana, relax. What do you think? This Rama, Rama which I have written, you think that is the only one meaning of Rama? This is another meaning of Rama here. And Ravana got bewildered. He said, what is the meaning here? He said, here Ra I refer to as Ravana. And Ma I refer to as Mandodari, your wife. So actually what I have written is Ravana Mandodari, Ravana Mandodari, Ravana Mandodari. Ravana became so happy, he announced in Lanka that every house, all the walls should have Rama, Rama, Rama. So the Sri Vaishnava Acharyas in Srirangam, they were narrating this story when during our tour one time to South India, and they were saying that this is the expertise of great souls, that they engage anyone in the preaching mission. So when Vibhishan finally was given an ultimatum by Ravana, either you give up Ram or you give up your life. So Vibhishan immediately decided to leave, and along with four of his associates, he jumped to take shelter of Ram at Setubandha, at Rameshwaram. So when he arrived there, it is described that he came with four of his associates. So Vedanta Desika, one of the acharyas, he explains that these four associates represent the four limbs of Sharanagati or surrender. So what are these four limbs of Sharanagati or surrender? So in fact, when Vibhishan arrived there, Sugriva was very angry and he said, we cannot allow the brother of Ram of Ravana to come here and take shelter of Ram. And there was a lot of discussion and dialogue between all the different monkey soldiers. And then finally Lord Ram said that you are talking about this, Vibhishan, even if Ravana comes here and takes my shelter, I will give him shelter. And he said that sakrad eva prapannoyastava asmi iti ache abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etad vratam mama. I take this vow that anyone comes in front of me and says even once that, oh my dear Lord, I am yours, I will award him fearlessness for the rest of eternity. So in this way, Lord Ram was very emphatic that I am going to give shelter to Vibhishan. So these four limbs of surrender are very beautiful. So the first is akinchanatvam. Akinchanatvam means that a devotee, an aspiring devotee who aspires to take shelter of the Supreme Lord, he feels that I have nothing. Akinchanatvam. Kinchan means to have something. Akinchanatvam means to think that I have nothing. So when a devotee is under that, is having that feeling that I have nothing, then that attracts the Lord's attention. In Vrindavan, Krishna's pastimes with his cowherd boyfriends, all of his cowherd boys, they were constantly in this mood that the only thing we possess is Krishna. So during Brahma Vimohan Leela, just before that happened, on the banks of Yamuna, as they were sitting around, they were honoring prasadam, and they were playing and enjoying. And at that time, Brahma kidnapped all the calves and the cows. So when the cows were kidnapped, all the cowherd boys became very afraid. They became fearful. So at that point, Krishna says, Tan drishtva bhaya santrastan uche krishnosya bhi bhayam mitrani ma viramasad ihanyashya vatsakan aham. Krishna looks at the cowherd boys and says that Bhayasantrastan, seeing the cowherd boys in great fear, Krishna, who is described in this verse as Bhi Bhayam, Krishna is the cause of fear to fear personified. Mitrani, oh my dear friends, please stay here and honor this prasadam and eat here and enjoy here. Iha neshya vatsakanam, I will go and get all those cows. So the acharyas explain very beautiful point that Krishna can do this even through his energies, as it is described here in this verse, parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. Krishna can make it happen simply by his will. But Krishna reserves a very special place for his devotees who have this mood of akinchanatvam. Krishna personally goes and gets those calves. Mitrani ma viramashat iha neshe vatsakan aham. Krishna is not doing it through his energies. Krishna is personally doing it. That is the kind of care Krishna gives to his devotees who take his total shelter. Another acharya, probably, I don't remember, Jiva Goswami, he says that here the calves are also called go. Go means senses, go also means cows and calves. So the calves have scattered, they have gone astray, and the cowherd boys were unable to find them. So he says that even when devotees are surrounding Krishna and devotees are with Krishna, and sometimes the senses may go astray, go. So if the senses go astray and the senses get distracted, then Krishna is giving the assurance that if we have been sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness and have been serving him, then you continue the process, keeping me in the center. And it is my responsibility to go and make sure that the senses are again attracted at my lotus feet. I will go and fetch them. So Krishna is giving that assurance. So in this way, akinchanatvam means to think that I have nothing. One time one person approached Saraswati Thakur and said, I want initiation from you. I have accepted you as my guru. I will do anything for you. You tell me to jump from the mountain, I will jump. So Saraswati Thakur said, okay, no need to do anything extreme like this. I can see that you have a long beard. So why don't you give up that beard? So this gentleman looked at Saraswati Thakur and said, it will decrease my social prestige because I am well known, you know, in this society for this beard and people respect me for that. So I'll postpone my initiation. I'll come some other time. And he went. Just a few days later, he was riding a bicycle. He was a schoolmaster and he was riding a bicycle and he fell off from the bicycle. And not only did he fall off, his beard got stuck in the wheel. And it got so entangled that there was no way it would come out. And people surrounded him and said that there is only one way we can extract you from here. We have to cut your beard. And he said, I have no choice, please do it. So they shaved his beard off, then he got freed and he came to Saraswati Thakur and surrendered. And he said that, I should have surrendered before. Now Krishna has revealed. So sometimes we feel that to take shelter is so difficult because there are so many other things which can possibly give shelter. So it is not an easy thing. And the second principle is ananyagatitvam. Ananyagatitvam means to think that I have no other destination or no other point apart from Krishna. There is no other destination. So akinchanatvam is to think that I have nothing. And ananyagatitvam is to think that I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere else to go. Krishna is the only means of shelter. So again we find that in Ramayana, Hanumanji in Sundarkand, when he's there in Lanka, he meets Sita Devi in Ashok Vatika and tells her that why don't you actually jump upon my shoulder and I'll take a leap and we can be back along with Lord Ram. You do not have to go through this suffering. So Sita Devi said, no, I'm very afraid that the demons may attack you, or when I'm, you know, climbing on your shoulder and we are crossing the ocean, I may fall off from your shoulder. And thirdly, I'm also very fearful of touching you because you are a Parapurush. You're not my husband. So Hanumanji immediately increased his size and showed his gigantic size and told Sita Devi that as far as demons are concerned, this size can take care of them. And as far as the ocean is concerned, since you are Lakshmi and he's your father, you can't be afraid of your own father. And as far as Parapurush is concerned, I am like your son. So what is the problem in sitting on my back? I am like a son. So then Sita Devi said that no, actually the real reason why I don't want to follow this process which you're recommending is that my dear Lord Ram has appeared to give faith to the devotees in future as to the process of taking shelter. If I climb on your shoulders and cross and follow this path, the lesson people will get for all generations to come is, when you are in difficulty, use your intelligence, find out some trick and you can solve your problem. And then everyone will be inclined to do that. Whereas Lord Ram has appeared to demonstrate that however hard you may try, there will be problems, there will be situations which are beyond our control, and we have to helplessly depend on Him as the only destination. And therefore, I want to depend on Him only and not follow any other path. And secondly, if you take me from here, I will be freed, but what about all these other ladies who are trapped? Sundari Raghunathasya Surastri Dukha Shantaye Dashananasya Bhavane Dashamasa Nivasayat. So Ramayana describes that Sita Devi was so compassionate that she was not concerned with her own mukti or her own liberation. She wanted to share that with others. And therefore, she is the merciful goddess of fortune, demonstrating that total dependence on Krishna is the only way. Ananya gatitvam, no other gati, no other destination apart from the Lord can help us. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to emphasize this, brought the Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Through the chanting of the holy names, we are getting an opportunity to confirm, to communicate to the Lord that the holy name is the only shelter. There is no other gati. There is no other method apart from this. In Pune, we had one very big businessman, and he just got connected to ISKCON, and he started chanting a few rounds, 3-4 rounds. They were from a big construction firm, and his father was also a multimillionaire. So one day he approached his father and said that, you know, father, we have invested all this money in these particular shares, but I want to sell it off, and I want to get out of this particular, you know, share business in this firm. And his father said, you know, what happened? Why suddenly, you know, you are making this decision? The prices will increase, we'll make more money. He said, no, I was chanting the holy names and I heard a voice from within that sell off these shares, there is going to be some danger. So his father said, then stop chanting then. I never told you to chant. From where are you getting these weird ideas? There is no indication that anything is happening in the market. He said, no, it was a very strong intuition. You have to do it. So then this boy went to their, you know, investment manager. So whoever was managing the portfolio, he was an MBA finance, and he went and told them, so he was, you know, working in HSBC. So HSBC was managing their fund. So he told him that, you know, these stocks we have, you please sell it off immediately. So the fund manager said, why sir, there is no problem at all. You know, I'm supposed to be advising you. Why are you advising me what to do? He's saying, no, it is my money and I feel that it's going to be risky. He said, on what basis you are saying this? And he said, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, this mantra, and you know, I got that feeling. So he thought that this guy has gone nuts. So anyway, he sold it off because ultimately he was only an advisor. And then within 10 days, the Lehman Brothers collapsed, you know, and there was a whole, all over the world, the recession started. And this family, they saved $3 million because of having sold their shares at the right time. His father called him and said, "Chant more." And then this fund manager, he approached him and said, "What is this mantra you are chanting? I want to know about it." And he got so inspired that he started chanting the holy names. And after that, he left that job and he took a more simple job as a professor somewhere so that he could be more connected to devotees. And now he is initiated devotee also. So he began as a fund manager. He was managing investments. But then this investment of the Harinam was so powerful that his life got transformed. So therefore, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embarking on the tour of South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approaches Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and says, "Ghare Krishna Bhaji More Kore Ashirvade Nilachale Asiyena Tumara Prasade." That please give me blessings. So Prabhupada writes in the Purport, "Are Mahaprabhu is sannyasi, why is he approaching a grihastha for blessings?" And Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave through the power of Harinam Sankirtan the power to bless even to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya because he was sincerely practicing the process. Ghare Krishna Bhaji, you are worshipping Krishna at home, you are serving Krishna sincerely. And because of that sincerity, you are empowered. Nila chale asiyena tomara prasade. So this is called ananya gatitvam, means having no other shelter, no other destination apart from Krishna. The third element of surrender described is shakti or power. That means, now these two qualities belong to the devotee seeking shelter. Akinchanatvam and ananyagatitvam. But Krishna, he has two qualities which make the surrender possible. It's a two-way process. So Krishna has unlimited power, shakti. And therefore when Sugriva is arguing that no, you cannot give shelter because, you know, he may be actually a spy, he will create problem and he will put fire in the whole camp, he will kill all of us. So Lord Ram said, Pishachan, Danavan, Yakshan, Angulya Grena Tan Sarvan Ichchan Gari Haneshwara. That what you are talking about, Sugriva, simply with the tip of my fingers, I can crush millions and millions of all kinds of people, right from the demigods to the Danavas, to the Yakshas, to the Rakshasas. I have unlimited power. Who can do anything to me? So because Lord has unlimited Shakti, unlimited power, he can accept shelter of anyone in any situation. And therefore, this shakti is a very important element. And this shakti is actually responsible for the Lord offering to anyone and everyone, come and take my shelter. And the fourth principle is saralta. That means, when we want to establish a relationship, we will do a complete background check. You know, what is the background this person is coming from? Which place he was in? What was the previous record and this and that? But here is Vibhishan who is standing right there and is coming from the camp of Ravana. And Lord is saying, okay, no problem. You are saying, I want to take shelter? I give you shelter. So that is called simplicity. Simplicity means accepting on face value whatever the person is saying and just becoming ready to establish a relationship. When Putana was trying to kill Krishna, Krishna closed his eyes. And as he was sucking the life air, he closed his eyes. And the Acharyas explain that why Krishna closed his eyes. Prabhupada explains that, you know, Krishna did not, because he was killing a woman, he did not want to open his eyes and see that. He wanted to, Krishna was also feeling bad that I am doing this. But also, some acharyas explained that Krishna, after closing his eyes, was trying to see that although she is a child killer, She's so abominable, but because she's trying to give me milk, I must do something good for her. But for doing something good for her, she must also have some pious credits. So Krishna closed his eyes and started checking all the previous lives, whether she has any trace of piety or not. And therefore, padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam vandabhyam loka vanditaihi angam yasyah samakramya bhagavan api tatstana. So Putana, she was trying to kill Krishna, but she was so fortunate that Krishna placed his lotus feet around Putana. Padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam, that lotus feet which is constantly meditated upon by devotees within their heart. Vandabhyam loka vanditaihi, which is being glorified by even the greatest demigods. Angam yasyah samakramya bhagavan api tatstanam. And therefore Krishna gave the position of mother to Putana. And so Brahmaji in his prayers is saying that if someone with the intention to kill and with the action to kill, you offered the position of mother, my dear Lord, I am just wondering, what do you have in your godown to give to the Brajavasis who have given up everything? If someone has come in the intention of a killer, you are giving position of mother. How simple and how merciful you are. So therefore the Lord has this principle of saralta, that he simply accepts if we just come up and say that, yes, I want to take your shelter and please give me your shelter. So Srila Prabhupada has made this process available to one and all by setting up the Society of ISKCON. And it is said that holy dham, Golok Vrindavan, there are five types of dham, Shivaram Maharaj explains in his book, Navraj Mahima. The first is the Golok dham in the spiritual world. Second is the Bhauma Vrindavan. First is Golok Vrindavan, second is Bhauma Vrindavan, which is, you know, in Vrindavan as we know today. And that is when Krishna was performing his pastimes. At that time, the same power of Vrindavan was manifest to one and all. Then after Krishna ended his pastimes, then what we see today is known as Drishyamana Vrindavan. That means only those with purified eyes, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, they can see those pastimes, they can see that glory, they can see that opulence of Vrindavan. For others, it is covered over like that. Dinbandhu Prabhu, in his parikrama, he was taking some devotees and they entered into the Yamuna for taking a bath. So Dinbandhu Prabhu turned around and he asked, do you know the difference between taking a bath in Ganga and taking bath in Yamuna? And the devotee said, no. And he said, when you take a Ganges bath, then all of your sinful reactions are destroyed. And when you take a Yamuna bath, all your sinful and pious activities are destroyed. So some of them started coming out, because Yamuna is so powerful. But the faith is not there in one and all. We are not able to see that dham in its entire glory. So it's called Drishyamana Vrindavan. Fourth is the dham in the heart of the pure devotees as they are carrying it. As Yudhishthir Maharaj glorified Vidura, that you are carrying the dham in your heart. And the fifth is dham which is manifested by the desire of a devotee. And that is what Srila Prabhupada did by establishing temples all over the world. He established dhams. So this is New Dwarka Dham, where Srila Prabhupada established the presence of the deities, presence of pure devotional service. And so we are so grateful to Srila Prabhupada for making this Abhideya accessible, because so many Vaishnava Acharyas wrote so many books and made Sambandha Gyan very clear. But Srila Prabhupada has offered Abhideya Gyan very easily by creating these temples and through the festivals. Anyone walking down the street without even knowing what he's doing gets connected and then realizes that this is the highest, and one cannot have a higher aspiration than this. So therefore we find that here in this particular verse, the demigods are praying to the Lord, seeking shelter, seeking Sharanagati, as described as Bhagavat Bhaktita Sarvam, to consider Krishna as all in all. And Kainkaryam Krishna Padaika accepting the service to Krishna's lotus feet, to be a humble menial servant of Krishna's lotus feet as the destination, and iti utsrijya vidherapi, and to be willing to give up all other obstacles and overlook all other different principles to fulfill this one goal. So that is the principle of Sharanagati. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Maharaj. Yeah.
When Krishna looked into Putana's life, did he find any pious act?
As you know that in the Garga Samhita, it is described that, you know, she was the sister of Bali Maharaj, and she saw Bali Maharaj and felt a great maternal affection. And as a result of that, that's what the Garga Samhita story says. So in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book, where he also brings out the past lives of all these demons, he mentions this.
Thank you. Hi, Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class. You touched on a subject that I've mulled over for my entire devotional career, that the desires of the living entity survive even the fires of devastation. But we then come in contact with the Mahavishnu, who is Shuddha, Purna, who is Pavitram. How is it that anything negative can survive contact with the Lord's body? That's always bothered me. How is it you can come in contact with the body of the Lord, which is Pavitram, the supreme purifier, and not become pure? You have to wait again to come out.
Yeah. So therefore, the Lord invests the free will in all living entities, and that is called the Swatantrata Ratna, the jewel of free will. Until the living entity personally decides to make a connection with the Lord, so the Lord allows the living entity to continue on. And therefore, the whole process of bhakti is how the jiva expresses his free will to develop a relationship with the Lord. Otherwise, the Lord doesn't want to bring anyone before time back to Godhead. Because ultimately, the jiva is also a reflection of the Supreme Lord. The Lord is supremely independent. Jiva has this minute independence. So therefore, that's always the case. And as I said that in the Ajamil pastime, there is a beautiful verse which says, Esha Prakriti Sangena Purushasya Viparyaya. That in contact with the material nature, Purushasya Viparyaya, the jiva, instead of looking at Lord, is looking away from the Lord. And therefore, in order to make him look towards the Lord is simply providing various facilities to inspire. He can't legislate, he can only inspire. So he says, Asit sana evana chirat isha sangat viliyate. So Krishna provides facility, Harinam, Gita and Bhagavatam, Katha. He provides facility for Vaishnav Seva. He provides facility for Archavigra. He provides facility, Holy Dham. You know, just like a loving parent, you can give all the facilities, but till the child decides to accept those facilities, we are handicapped and we have severe limitations. You know, just like I was distributing Bhagavad Gita on the local trains in Mumbai, and I showed the Gita to this person, and practically everyone in India knows about the Gita, heard about the Gita. But till they decide, you can't do anything. So I showed the Gita and he said, is this Gita for free? I said, no, we are charging 70 rupees for this Gita. So he said, Krishna spoke Gita to Arjuna free. Why ISKCON is charging 70 rupees? So rather than feeling grateful that we are coming right at his doorstep to give Gita, he's asking why you are charging. Krishna spoke free. So I said, okay, Krishna spoke Gita where? Kurukshetra. This is what? Mumbai. 70 rupees is our transport charge. So you go and give. Okay, here is Gita, take it. But till that free will is there, yes, I will accept it. So therefore, All through the Bhagavatam, this is the repeated theme, that even the demigods, even after the Vritrasura pastime, Indra was given kingdom, you know, his kingdom back, and Vritrasura was elevated. So this showed that although he was in a demoniac body, but his desire was, Aham harer tava padaika mula dasanu dasa bhavitasnu huya. So Vritrasura in his Chatushloka is saying that, I want to be servant of the servant. And Indra is hearing all that. And Indra is supposed to be a demigod. But because he is not ready, so he can't do anything. So therefore, as they say that when there is, wet grass and you apply fire, the wet grass becomes damp grass. Then you apply fire to the damp grass, it becomes dry grass. Then when the dry grass comes in contact with fire, then it catches fire. So therefore, the whole idea is we try our best to, provide some association, inspiration. The rest is in the hands of the living entity. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanande.
Acharya Narottam.